You're listening to Teen M Craig Stories. I'm your host, Byron Dunn, and this is episode number 8. Our topic today is a high school boy who was pregnant with a baby that kicks strongly. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
As a society, we often think about pregnancy as something that exclusively happens to women. It's so embedded in our culture that if a man were to become pregnant, it would be considered little more than a bizarre, fringe event. But what if I told you that there was a high school boy who was pregnant with a baby that kicked strongly? It sounds like the plot of a science fiction movie, doesn't it? But it's a true story, and it's one that challenges our preconceived notions about gender, sexuality, and parenthood. The boy in question, who we'll call John for privacy reasons, grew up in a small town in the Midwest. From a young age, he knew that he was different from the other boys in his class. While they were interested in sports and girls, John found himself drawn to art, music, and fashion. He loved to create and express himself through his clothing and hair, often wearing bright colors and flamboyant styles.
As John reached puberty, he began to realize that his attraction to men was more than just a passing curiosity. He found himself increasingly drawn to other boys and struggled to reconcile these feelings with the conservative values of his community. He knew that if he came out as gay, he would be shunned by many of the people he had grown up with.
So John kept his true self hidden, staying in the closet and dating girls in an attempt to appear normal. But life has a way of throwing unexpected curveballs, as John would soon discover.
One night, at a party with some of his high school friends, John found himself alone with another boy. In a moment of passion, they had unprotected sex, and John knew that there was a chance he could become pregnant. He didn't think it was very likely, but he couldn't ignore the nagging feeling in the pit of his stomach. Weeks went by, and John began to notice changes in his body. He was constantly tired and nauseous, and his stomach was beginning to swell. He tried to brush it off as a stomach bug or food poisoning, but deep down, he knew that something was seriously wrong.
Finally, he couldn't ignore it any longer. He went to the doctor, who confirmed that he was indeed pregnant. John was shocked and scared, unsure of how he would be able to handle the immense responsibility of being a parent at such a young age. But he knew that he had to face the situation head-on, and he began to prepare for the arrival of his child.
As the months went by, John's pregnancy became harder and harder to hide. He was bullied at school and ridiculed by some of his classmates for his feminine appearance and pregnant belly. But he also found a community of support in unexpected places, from online groups of pregnant men to other LGBTQ+ individuals who understood the unique challenges he was facing.
Eventually, John gave birth to a healthy baby girl, who he named Lily. Despite the challenges he faced, he knew that he had done the right thing by embracing his identity and becoming a parent. He even went on to become an advocate for other pregnant men, speaking out about his experiences and raising awareness about the many forms that parenthood can take.
John's story is a powerful reminder that gender and sexuality are complex, nuanced concepts that don't conform to our narrow stereotypes. It's also a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the power of love to conquer even the most daunting challenges. Whether you're a man, woman, or non-binary person, John's story can inspire us all to embrace our true selves and celebrate the diversity of the human experience. So here's to John, Lily, and all the other pregnant men out there who are breaking down barriers and challenging our assumptions about what it means to be a parent. This was a high school boy who was pregnant with a baby that kicks strongly, by Teen M Preg Stories, and this was episode number 8. My name is Byron Dunn, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.